Hey, it's me, Sean. Here on Something Shifted, we know all too well how stress can change your life and the way you respond to those around you. And when those day-to-day stresses build up, this can create some pretty nasty side effects. In episode 3 of season 2, I speak with award-winning, best-selling author Noah Belling, a psychotherapist and corporate consultant. Now, Noah holds a master's degree in somatic, that's mind-body, psychology through Naropa University. And she has 2 decades of experience as a presenter of talks and workshops in the corporate sector in support of mental health and well-being, as well as a psychotherapist in private practice working with adults. Her latest book, Stress Less: Managing Anxiety in a Modern World, is packed. It's essentially a toolkit designed to help us calm our nervous systems and manage our stress levels. Now, Noah has very kindly recorded a few of her stress-less tools for us to refer back to when we're feeling that overwhelm start to build. For the next few minutes, try and focus on Noah's voice alone and see how this practice works for you.
Pump up the positive. Here's a stress-less tip that you can use on the spot. And if you have a little more time, you can expand it into a longer practice. Our brain has what's called a negativity bias. We tend to focus a lot more on what could be dangerous or threatening, as opposed to what feels nice and lovely and supportive. Why do we do this? If you even look in the Stone Age, we used to have to be aware of what was in our environment for our safety. Is there a dangerous animal? Is there a weather pattern that could be dangerous? What do we need to do to keep ourselves safe? The same in our modern world, although there can be so many more threats that come from our own minds, from social media and comparing ourselves perhaps negatively with others, from the news that is so abundant. So many stress triggers. And because of our negativity bias, we can't help but have our nervous system react to it, because our nervous system essentially wants to know, am I safe? And if I'm not safe, what must I do about it? This can have us feel pretty wired as we're going through our day, but it can also be exhausting and make us depressed. Pumping up the positive is all about counteracting this negativity bias by having ourselves notice, deliberately pay attention to the positive in our environment, in ourselves. One specialist in how the nervous system responds to life's ups and downs, called Deb Dana, speaks about glimmers of hope that we might get as we move through our day. And she studies how this affects our nervous system, literally lights up different pathways of our nervous system, as opposed to triggers that she contrasts as those things that bring us down, that eat us up inside. And the more we can focus on those glimmers that are there in the day, that are there through our interactions sometimes with others or through random encounters, the more we can grow our relationship with this wholesome, nourishing part of our nervous system. Here's a couple of ways that you can go about it. The one is to notice beauty or even random kindness or something lovely that is in your environment anyway. It might be a smile from a stranger. It might be a beautiful flower. It might be the sunshine warming you. Paying attention to these deliberately, and perhaps even choosing to jot them down at the end of the day. But how many did I catch today? Then research in the field of positive psychology by Rick Hansen shows us that even if we can spend 10 seconds more with these positive experiences, soaking them up, breathing the experience through us, noticing how they open us up, can help to rewire our brains, increase our likelihood that we can notice and pay attention to the positive. So the more we do it, the more it grows our ability to notice the positive. And so we can stack our positive experiences. We can grow from there. Notice the positives, notice the beauty. And if you're really feeling down, perhaps it's time to get a pen and paper and write 10 things that lift your spirits, or used to do so if you really feel you can't connect with it now. What is it you used to love? Whether it is time with friends, activities you participated in, a creative art of sorts, a physical activity. It could be absolutely anything. Write it down and notice, can I add to this list as I go through my weeks? Or you might find yourself noticing at the end of the day, what lifted my spirits today? And to be able to keep a record of them can be really helpful. So this is all about pumping up the positive to help combat that negativity bias, to really load it in, to deliberately intend to pay attention to what lifts our spirits, what warms us, what opens us, what cracks the tiniest smile in us as we move through our day. Another simple one you can take with you is to place your own hands on the center of your chest, which is where your heart lives. And notice how that might warm you and uplift you or soothe you even just a little. Pump up the positive. See how that works for you to combat negativity and to load yourself, fill yourself as much as possible with all that makes you feel really good.
Listen to my full interview with Noah Belling right here on Something Shifted, or move on to another bonus episode as Noah continues to guide us through a different tool from her book, Stress Less, Managing Anxiety in a Modern World, available online and in all good bookstores now. You can find plenty more episodes of this podcast on your favorite player. Please consider leaving a positive review to help others find this show. Subscribe right now and never miss another story of hope and resilience. You can also find us online at somethingshifted.co.za or find me on the socials at Sean Lewitz. Until the next time, keep shifting.